One Man's Family, now brought to you, transcribed every weekday night at this time by Tabsin, the new improved antihistaminic tablet for the symptoms of colds and hay fever. Another fine, dependable product of Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Overheard between Jack, Clifford, and Arnie Gans in the garden.
Yes, sir, gentlemen, this stranger knew more about the Barber family than I did even.
You can't remember his name, Arnie?
No, Mr. Jack, I cannot call it to mind.
Remember anything else about him?
Well, Mr. Clifford, he did ask to look at my teeth. And then he says, who filled them for you? I told him it was a prison dentist. And that's when he left.
Mm-hmm. So that's how it is with the barbers today. If you're miserable with hay fever or a summer cold, here's fast relief for you. Take Tabsin quick. Feel better quick. T-A-B-C-I-N, Tabsin, is the improved antihistaminic tablet made by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Tabsin is different because it provides more than just an antihistamine, offers more relief from hay fever and summer cold misery. Tabsin contains a dependable antihistamine for quick relief from the sniffles, the sneezes, and the discomfort in the eyes and nose. But more than that, Tabsin also provides a dependable pain reliever for the headache that so often accompanies summer colds and hay fever. Tabsin is easy to take. It's a smooth-coated tablet that is easy to swallow, leaves no unpleasant aftertaste. So if it's real relief from hay fever and summer cold misery that you want, remember Tabsin. Take Tabsin quick. Feel better quick. T-A-B-C-I-N, Tabsin. The bright red tablets in the bright red package at all drugstores. Chapter 14, Book 77, The Book of Henry. In Seacliff, San Francisco, it's late afternoon on a pleasant day, and Clifford Barber, coming home from the golf course, stops beside the open door of the family garage. For the first time since Father Barber's operation, the family car is out. After a surprised glance, Cliff moves on down to the garden, where Arnie Gans, watchman turned gardener, is humming cheerfully as he works in the soft earth.
Arnie.
Oh, Mr. Clifford. Well, howdy. Have a good golf game?
Hey, Arnie, where's Dad's car?
Huh? Oh, he's out driving it.
What?
Yeah. He says to your mother, oh, about an hour ago, they were sitting right up there on the terrace. You know, down here in the garden, you can hear every blessed word that's said. Without meaning to, you know, but I just happened to hear it. And it sure did my heart good, because it was an indication of your father's return to health.
Yeah, well, what was it that was said?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, but he says to her, Fanny, he says, let's find out how this knee of mine works driving a car. Yeah, now that he can walk, he must see if he can also drive. So, away they went.
Well, where'd they go, do you know?
Eh? Oh, well, just driving, I guess. Long Presidio, maybe out toward Flyshacker Zoo, just sightseeing. Oh, they looked happy. Fine people, your folks, Mr. Clifford. You know what your father says to me when he comes down here? He says if I ever need an operation on my knee, he says I couldn't get two better surgeons than Thompson and Hagaboom. And I like to hear him say that because it showed how good his knee feels now, you know. You know, I always say if a man still likes his doctor after major surgery, you know, he'd come through in tip-top condition.
Hi.
Oh, hi, Hazel. I didn't know you were here.
Yeah, she came over with some fresh jam, she made.
Here, you brought some jam.
Mm-hmm. Just took it in the kitchen.
Well.
Cliff, isn't this wonderful about Father?
Yeah, I saw the car was out. I could hardly believe it.
I just missed him. Well, Mr. Gans?
Ma'am?
Have you remembered what it was you wanted to tell me?
Oh, no, ma'am. Darned if I have. And I've been cudgeling my brains, too, you might say.
Well, what's the trouble, hon?
Oh, just getting old, I guess, Miss Griffin. Ever had the peculiar experience when you know you got something to tell folks, and yet you can't quite dig it up?
I haven't had lately.
I know what he means, though. A name will flirt with the tip of your tongue, and you can't get it. Is my bouquet ready, Mr. Gans?
Ma'am?
You're going to cut some flowers for me to take home.
Why, then? Oh, just scares you sometimes, doesn't it, when you get so absent-minded. Oh, here, sit down on the garden bench here. Just make yourselves comfortable while I cut the flowers. Whatever that was may come to me.
Here, you want the clippers?
What's that?
You want the clippers?
What for? Oh, yes, the clone. to cut the coke bouquet with them. Yes. Now then, Miss Hazel, which do you like? The yellow snaps? Yes, they're pretty good. Oh, the marigold or zinnias?
I'll leave that to you, Mr. Gans.
Oh, I trust my color sense. It's not my memory, huh?
No, I know exactly what you're going through. I've gone to the market thinking I'd remember everything I needed. And then some one thing would elude me until I got home again.
Yes, sir, that's it. Floats around inside your skull, but not quite where you can get your hands on.
Yeah, Arnie, let me have the slippers.
What for?
I'll cut the bouquet.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. It'd be nice for her to take home some flowers. I was going to do it myself.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you go ahead.
Zinnias, Hazel?
Anything, Cliff. Sit down here, Mr. Gans. Was it something about my children?
Your children? Well, it kind of seems like it might be. Oh, ain't that funny.
My husband, Dan? Was it about him?
Your husband, Dan? Yes. Seems like it could be that.
You're making me very curious.
Well, I'm pretty curious myself. Wait. Just a minute.
Get it?
No. You know, I've got another worry, too. And that's if I'll keep my job.
Oh, I wouldn't worry about that.
Well, I don't know. Mr. Jack stepped across the hedge here the other night from his house. Oh, like to scare the life out of me.
Really?
Yep. Says he can't get over your dad letting somebody else work in the garden for him. Oh, I just hate to think I'm not working here. Pretty hard for an ex-convict to get a job with decent people.
I'm sure you don't need to worry about that. Are you sure that isn't what's bothering you, after all?
Well, it bothers me some, of course, but... just can't think of it. Just have to let it go.
Cliff, my goodness, you've got more than enough.
Okay.
Thanks a million. Well, I must run along. Hope you remember what it was, Mr. Gans.
Yes, I will.
Here you are, Hazel.
Oh, thank you, Cliff. That's a beautiful bouquet. Bye.
Come on, Hazel.
Bye, Mr. Gans.
Huh? Oh, well, goodbye. Goodbye.
Tell Father I want to hear all about the drive. Have him call me.
Yeah, okay. Well, I guess I'll go and have my shower and... What's the matter, Ronnie?
Sir?
What are you staring at?
Staring? Oh, I was just thinking. Pinky... Hank, Martha, and Dan. Oh, yeah. Here's one thing I wanted to ask somebody. Was she married before? Hazel, I mean.
Yeah, why?
Fellow named Herbert to die?
Yeah.
Her kids, Pinky and Hank and Margaret, they were named Herbert once? The last name was Herbert?
Yes, they changed their name when she married Dan Murray.
Oh.
Why?
Well, I had a kind of argument with a fellow, and I told him he had all the wrong information. And I guess he wasn't so wrong that time.
Well, who are we talking with, Ernie?
See, that's what I wanted to tell. Oh, yeah, that's it. You know a fella, red hair and freckles on his hand.
Hi, Cliff. Hi.
Oh, Mr. Jack's home.
Hi there, Jack.
What's this I hear about Dad going for a drive?
Yes, sir. I was just telling Mr. Clifford. I was working down here in the garden. Your folks up there in the terrace. And all of a sudden, your good father says, he says, Fanny, let's find out if my...
Now, wait a minute, Jack. Wait a minute. Just hold on a second. You'll get into that and you'll forget what you were telling me.
Huh?
Pardon me, Jack. I want to peg something down while I have a chance.
Sure.
Now, start back at the beginning now, Ernie.
Beginning of what?
The man with the red hair.
Oh, why, of course, sure, yes.
Well, who's the man with the red hair?
Well, don't interrupt him. He was just about to tell me. Now, where'd you see this guy, Ernie?
Around in front of the house.
When?
Oh, it was yesterday. It was yesterday. Your folks were taking a nap, so I cut him off before he could ring the bell. But afterwards, I got the word, and I maybe should have asked him to sit down and wait, because he knew so doggone much about your whole family. How Hazel was married before, which I didn't know, and how you had a wife named Irene that passed away, Mr. Clifford. And how Mr. Jack and Miss Betty knew each other all their lives and played together as kids.
Who was this guy?
Did you get him to tell you his name, honey?
Oh, yes, he did, Mr. Clifford.
Well, what was it?
I had it on the tip of my tongue here. Now, if you hadn't asked me so quick, I would have come up with it. He said your niece Joan is a rich little heiress. Now, is that a fact?
Yeah, that's right, Dan.
Well, what do you know? Well, he knew more about the family than I ever did. He even knew about the foam fire and the house burning down and all that.
What did he look like?
Oh, tweed suit. Had a kind of an imported look. Oh, it was good, though. It was a mighty fine suit. And shoes with a lot of curly-cue stuff on. And glasses, horn-rimmed glasses. And red hair and freckles on his hands. Real civil-spoken fellow.
Wonder who it should be.
Well, how tall was he?
Oh, pretty tall.
I can't think who it'd be, Jack.
Red hair.
Yeah, it was kind of a rusty red.
You know what I'm
saying? Yeah, and he knew all about your little girls, Mr. Jack. They were playing over there behind the hedge, and he said, well, those must be the triplets. And then Mary Lou and Cheyenne and Janie come running out, and he says, which one is Cheyenne? So he knew the name, even, you see.
Well, did he say what he wanted?
No.
And you can't remember his name?
Huh? You know, when you ask me like that, it kind of slips away from you. Kind of seems like it began with G. Got any relatives beginning with G?
No.
Cliff, we don't know anybody who'd answer that description. Did he say he'd be back?
I can't remember. Forget it. If he didn't, Mr. Jack. He talked about the family and mentioned stuff I didn't know. And oh, yeah. There's one funny thing. He asked to look at my teeth.
Look at your teeth?
Yeah. Said, would I mind opening my mouth? And I did. And he took a long look at my teeth and asked who filled them. And I said it was a prison dentist. That's when he left.
Doggone. That's kind of funny, Jack.
Yeah. Never been anybody around here with red hair except Pinky.
Is that so? Yeah, that puts a different light on it. Well, this fellow knew altogether too much about the family for a perfect stranger. Oh. Say, might be you need a night watchman again, huh? Try to remember to tell your father about this when he gets back. Tell him I stand ready to protect this house with the last breath in my body. Just like I did before.
In just a moment, Paul will give you some further development. If you have hay fever or a summer cold, let me ask, have you tried Tabsin for relief of your misery? T-A-B-C-I-N, Tabsin, is an improved antihistaminic tablet. It's different. It can do more for you. Tabsin provides an effective antihistamine for the relief of sneezes and sniffles, the watering and itching of the eyes and nose, but it does more. Tabsin also acts fast to relieve the pain and distress of the headache that so often accompanies summer colds and hay fever. You'll like Tabsin, for it's easy to swallow with no unpleasantly bitter aftertaste. Yes, for the misery of hay fever and summer colds, take Tabsin quick. Feel better quick. T-A-B-C-I-N, Tabsin. The bright red tablets in the bright red package at all drugstores. All right, Paul.
An airmail from Teddy in London arrived here at the Sky Ranch this morning with the news that she has definitely been promised a 6 weeks' leave to come home. She will fly by way of Shannon, Ireland, and expects to learn the date of her departure within the next few days. Well, that's how it is with the barbers today. Good night.
Friends, here's something to keep in mind this summer. For the discomfort and itching of sunburn and heat rash, use Bactine. That's B-A-C-T-I-N-E, Bactine. A remarkable new product with amazing effectiveness. Bactine is a clear, colorless liquid with a fresh, clean odor. Does not stain the skin or clothing. Has a soothing, cooling effect on sunburn and heat rash. Helps take out the burn. Get it at once from your druggist. Keep it handy. And when sunburn or heat rash brings discomfort, bathe it with Bactine. B-A-C-T-I-N-E, Bactine. 30 and 70 cents a bottle. One Man's Family is brought to you, transcribed every weekday night at this time by Miles Laboratories, makers of Tabsin. Tomorrow, Chapter 15, Book 77. This is a Carlton E. Morse production, directed by Michael Raffetto. Have you ever stopped to consider the investment you make when you buy a United States savings bond? Besides making the safest investment in the world, you are building a retirement income. You are guaranteeing an education for your children. You are opening the door to vacations, to travel. When you buy United States savings bonds, you not only make the safest, but the most exciting investment of a lifetime. Sign up today for the payroll savings plan with your employer or the bond a month plan at your bank. Now is the time.
One Man's Family comes to you from California. Stay tuned for Leon Pearson and the latest news on the Korean and domestic front. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.